Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Dave Bishop at Toronto Comic Con 2018. Dave is the author of Mort, Amazing Hockey Stories, Connor McDavid for Scholastic, and many other titles. During our chat, Dave talks about Mort. He talks about a new chapter to Crude for a True Patriot with Fred Kennedy, his plan to draw Swamp Thing with Mike Ruth, his method for drawing digitally, plus his plans for future events. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my interview with Dave Bishop at Toronto Comic Con 2018.
Since last we spoke, my latest book, Morte, has been out, published by Sourcepoint Press. And I'm also working on another installment of Crude for True Patriot Presents with Fred Kennedy. So Crude's taken up a lot of time, but we're about five parts in now with three more to go before the story wraps up. And I'm also working on my own fantasy tale of Stone. I'm wrapping up the coloring on the fourth issue, and I plan to be kickstarting that sometime in the summer.
Very good. That's cool. I was going to ask you, I saw that one of your goals for the show is to draw a Swamp Thing with the gentleman beside you, Mike Ruth. And I wonder if you could tell me a little bit about what that's all about.
Mike Ruth probably draws one of the best Swamp Things. I don't know if you've had a chance to take a look at his work, but if you get a chance to take a look at his work, take a look at his work. And so we just share a love of Swamp Thing.
That's cool. I guess you've seen a bit of a resurgence in Swamp Thing in the comic books. There was that winter special that just took place, and there was Young Monsters in Love.
I haven't read either of those. I haven't read Swamp Thing since New 52 Swamp Thing, I guess, because I just got a little disappointed in the direction it was going. But I loved how it started out. I think it was super, super strong. But I'll always love Swamp Thing and always, you know, go back to him eventually.
Would you say that's one of your influences, like Len Wein and Alan Moore, that sort of version?
Bernie writes in, like, hands down. Like, I was as moved by his passing as I was by David Bowie's, because they're both, I mean, when I was a kid, I just listened to David Bowie all the time, right? So it just hurt. It hurt, you know? So, yeah.
Okay. I noticed on one of your tweets that you're drawing digitally. Is that something new?
No. I really enjoy drawing traditionally. Like, I love drawing with the pencil, and I love drawing with the ink and nib, because I just love the texture, and, like, I love the feel of it. But sometimes, you know, time's at a premium. And I just find when I can draw digitally, it just saves me a bit of time. I can skip a few steps.
What
lines a little faster.
I was going to ask you, what is your tool of choice then when you're drawing digitally? Which platform?
I have Flip Studio Pro. Yeah, so it's just a Windows, but I'm not using a Windows Surface. I would one day like to use a Windows Surface Pro because they look so good. But I have a Wayon tablet that I've been using. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it. Because I can't afford a Wacom. Not too many people can.
And that does a trick then.
Oh, yeah. It's really great. It's really great. It's much cheaper and works fine for me. I mean, I have nothing to compare it to. So I might come find a Wacom and say, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever had. But for me right now, this works well.
So what's after this convention? What are you up to next?
No idea. I have no idea. I just take it as it comes. And if there's a show I want to do, I'll see if I make it. I don't go out to shows that much anymore, but an opportunity came up to come down to Toronto Comic Con, and they're gracious enough to say, yeah, come on down. So
where can people find more of your work?
I'm always posting on Twitter, at Renerd, Instagram, at Renerd Bishop, and I have a Facebook page, although I'm not a big fan of Facebook, you know, but I use it just because I have the Facebook page and catching up with friends and family and stuff, but that's facebook.com/renerd. So it's all there.
Thanks to Dave for the chat. You can discover more about Dave on Twitter at renerd and online at facebook.com/renerd. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics. on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics. Copyright 2018.